Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Roselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Busby reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Robinson steals second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Covington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Roselli to Fox covering second. The throw back to home, and Hansen is out at the plate. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Busby strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 1 in the game. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-2 in the game. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso pinch runs for Wes Covington. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.